worse than when you got a guy that's on you and all of a sudden you miss the assignment. You got to look at him. You say, I didn't get it done. Like there's nothing worse than that. That's one of the worst feelings there is in the world. When you look at your teammates and I just didn't get the job done.
Did you admit you didn't like to play defense?
Well, they all knew that. Come on.
You didn't have to admit it.
Well, right. Many a times it was, Butchie, stop shooting and guard somebody. I'm like, sorry, Joe. Sorry, Steve. I apologize.
You should have said, yeah, I gave up two. I just hit a three.
I've tried. You know? But, yeah, see, nowadays that's okay. Back then it was like, no, we don't want to do that. The analytics, there just wasn't enough analytics back then.
Yeah, I'll go back.
Maybe I do like analytics. Maybe I would have liked it a little bit more.
You're plus one. That works out. And, yeah, you guys did win up. A lot of games in a short period of time, I might add. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Badgers and the Illini tonight at the Kohl Center. We'll have more of our pregame coverage coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired for medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center in Madison as the Badgers back home, starting a three-game homestand, taking on the Illinois Fighting Illini. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LaPay. Let's update you with the status report, the availability report. Jack Robinson remains out, working his way back. A lower body injury for Wisconsin. Morez Johnson suffered a broken wrist for Illinois. This is a guy averaging better than 6 rebounds a game. Had a tough landing after blocking a shot, getting both hands up to reject a shot. He is out for the foreseeable future. Tomislav Ivasic is listed as questionable, but he is on the floor right now warming up for Illinois. And Butchie, there are those who will tell you that he is perhaps the most important player for Illinois. Yakachonis, they would tell you, is their best.
Yeah.
Some would suggest that Ivasic could be the most important. So we'll find out together how much, if at all, he plays here tonight. But Illinois had a lot of trouble just with luck with keeping guys healthy.
Well, all season long they've had that. But the Johnson Jr. block might have been one of the most ridiculous blocks that I've seen in a long time in college basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, he went up, like you said, he blocked it with both hands. He could have blocked it with his chin. Like, it was ridiculous. It was one of the – and so you look at, as far as Wisconsin goes, I also thought he was playing some of the best basketball that he's played all year long.
He was.
Against, you know, early in the season, you didn't see a whole lot of when Wisconsin played him. Johnson, he got some spare, you know, some slow minutes, stuff like that. But it was really Trey White, who had a huge impact in that game. His minutes decreased a little bit. It was kind of a little bit of a role reversal with Illinois. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to see a whole bunch of Trey White tonight. But overall, I think that's – you look at that and how it plays out. And if you're Wisconsin, the toughest thing with that, Matt, is how do you prep? Because there's a lot of moving pieces, and roles have changed. They've changed from when you even played. And I think that's the toughest thing is – you prepped, you played these guys once. You played three teams twice. Now, this is one team that you get to play them twice. But it's not the same team.
No, it isn't.
So it's almost like you played another one. It's like a completely different team.
And it's a Wisconsin team that's certainly a little bit different than the team that went to Champaign on December
Correct.
10th. But probably mostly on the defensive end.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Better defensively. But as far as what they're going to do, their tendencies.
Yes.
KYP is one that I use a lot. Know your personnel. That hasn't changed.
No.
Right? Like, defensively, they're better. Okay, if you're the Illini, you're showing clips of, hey, they're much more attacked defensively. We're going to need to make sure we swing the ball so that we create gaps that we can drive and attack that way. And how they guard the three-point line, all that's in play. Now, this game, we'll get into it more, but, I mean, Illinois, they're going to shoot a lot of threes. And we'll see if they make a lot or not. But
yeah, they
so
tend
far
to miss a lot. But
so far, they haven't. They're 18th in Big Ten play and shooting at 28.8%. Just let everybody know there's 18 teams in the Big Ten.
It is, and they're still averaging 84 points a game.
I know. I mean, they're going to go.
Yeah.
We need to put an 18 somewhere in the Big Ten underneath the free throw line, though.
Just to let them know?
Just to let everybody know.
The big 18.
Oh, maybe
I have to remind myself of that.
Maybe let me know. I mean,
exactly.
I'm just
hey, shout out to Dave Fritz from Potosi Brewing. We had a chance to have a little dinner with him tonight at Brian with him. For Potosi Brewing, Varsity Golden Ale.
It's very fantastic.
Yeah,
well, it's a great beer. I got a bunch of cases at my house, if you can't tell. But
you got a bunch of cases?
A bunch of cases.
All right, party at Butchie's house, apparently.
I'll have one after the drive home, too, tonight. It's a good way to calm down. But, no, it's what he's doing is for trying to, you know, create some funds and, you know, be able to get back to the athletic department. It's been fantastic.
Yeah,
it really has.
Yeah, raising more than $200,000 so far. $200,000 to help student-athletes. So for those who enjoy Varsity Golden Ale, thank you. The athletes, thank you for that.
And have another.
Absolutely. No, it was great. I think we solved some of the world's problems. If only people would listen to us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
that happens a lot of our conversations.
I know. we keep trying. That doesn't, you know, the fact that nobody listens doesn't prevent us from trying, right?
As long as somebody listens tonight to the game, we'll be all right.
That's what matters for us tonight. The Badgers, a hot team. Is certainly getting a lot of attention in the state of Wisconsin. And quite frankly, when you go to Purdue and put 94 on the Boilermakers at Mackey, you get attention from across the country. Now we'll see if they can follow that up and take advantage of the home floor where the Badgers have lost just one time so far this season. Stick around. We'll check in with head coach Craig Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We've always laughed that this is the time of year a lot of casual fans start to pay more attention to college basketball, and you guys are getting a little more attention now with what happened with the Purdue game. We've seen this before, but the attention aside, your guys handled the environment and everything. Purdue tried to make run after run. Pretty mature team you have here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, and I think it's a very focused team. It's obviously, with all the pieces are clicking, it's a really good team. And, you know, it's, as you mentioned, a mature team, experience, depth, talent, and obviously, you know, for those that are just tuning in, where you been? You've missed three really good months already, but obviously, we're playing good basketball. I think we're getting better, Matt, and that's the important part is that can be a never-ending chase of trying to constantly improve.
Yeah, that's the thing, and we talked about it on your radio show last week. To a man, I talked to players, they still feel like there's more to get. There is still room to improve, and I guess as long as they feel that way, you got a shot.
Yeah, I think they're a hungry group. They're a very connected group. I've talked about that a lot. You can tell with how they play. I mean, it just, you go Saturday, 18 assists, 3 turnovers, and I think we went 20 of 22 from 2. Obviously, that means we're taking really good shots at the rim, but I think just the group that finds joy in the game. They love playing. They love playing for Wisconsin. They love playing with each other on the court, and it's every night it's somebody different, every day. Obviously, with Kamari getting... I don't think expelled is the right word, or ejected.
Sent to his room.
Yeah, the locker room. You know, Jack Janicki steps up into a bigger role and does a great job. So it's just been, it's been fun to watch this group. It's been fun to coach. It's just we got to keep getting better.
Yeah, I could name any number of other guys, but Max Klesman, his ability, we've thought of him the last couple of years, a guy who can bang threes and all of that. He's actually scoring at a slightly higher clip than he did a year ago, even though the three-point shot isn't maybe dropping the way we're used to seeing, but the way he can attack the rim. I mean, he's got the little strength there, sneaky strength, and a lot of savvy.
He does. I think that's the biggest thing, that the savviness, the toughness that he has. And we've had many guys like him in the past, but he's really, I think, along with everybody else, finding their rhythm offensively. And obviously when threes go in, that obviously gets everybody's attention. But with the spacing and the shooting of others on the floor, it allows him to, play on one-on-one and attack closeouts and those things. So, and he's competitive. That's the thing with Max. He doesn't, care. It's lunch pail, hard hat, and let's go get the job done.
And he is absolutely doing that. We'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game with the Illini. Pre-game chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey Badger fans, time is running out to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Don't miss your chance to see John Blackwell, John Tonjay, and the rest of the Badgers as they battle Big Ten opponents on their home court. Be part of the action and secure your seats today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin and Illinois tonight, no one questions the talent of this Illinois team. They've had guys in and out of the lineup for various reasons. They don't have Moraes Johnson here for the foreseeable future, but my goodness, they have a ton of talent.
They do, you know, and starts with the point guard with Jakachonis. Obviously size and just his feel. I mean, obviously that's the European upbringing and development with him. You just see he sees the game at such a mature level and experience level, even though he's, you know, obviously young in his career. And the same thing with Ilovich. He just, same thing, the passing, the feel for the game. And then they've had other guys that have stepped up and done some really good things. You mentioned Johnson, and, you know, unfortunately for them, he's been playing really well and coming on. But they have others, you know, that have stepped up, whether it's Boswell, whether it's White. Whether it's Homer Krause, there you go, you get how to pronounce it. But anyway, you know, it's a really good team, as you mentioned, a really good team that has a lot of talent.
Yeah, no question about it. And you mentioned, you know, Boswell. We talked about it the first time around, the former Arizona Wildcat, but a guy who's been around the block. Some of these other guys are newer to college basketball here, but this guy knows what he's doing.
He does, and definitely you can tell that, you know, when they've had some struggles, his experience has shown through. And the same thing with Trey White. He hasn't played a lot here because he's had the flu. I think he's expecting back full go tonight. But, you know, just the experience that comes, even though maybe they haven't played in Illinois for very long, they bring all that experience and talent with them.
All right. Well, I think there's going to be some pretty good atmosphere in here tonight. Now, everybody, yeah, we told 2 weeks ago it was for Indiana. Students are back. You're in the thick of the Big Ten chase. This is, your guys have earned this opportunity to play in an environment like that.
Yeah, and you know, our fans, I'm sure they'll show up. I know other games, I don't know if tonight's a sellout or not, I didn't ask, but be loud, be into it. You're supporting a really, really good team and playing against a really good team tonight too.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll take a look around the Big Ten in a couple of minutes. Presented by the Big Ten Network. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Kinexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pre-game coverage continues here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin and Illinois here tonight. So let's take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. A little more than 12 and a half minutes remaining at the Breslin Center. Michigan State threatening to pull away here. Still a long way to go. Spartans leading Purdue now 54-41. We were talking about Butchie. We were talking about Illinois not shooting the three very well. Michigan State doesn't either, but it does everything else really well. It's scoring at a high clip, and they are proving to be a really tough out in this league, which I guess shouldn't be a surprise. But the fact that in this world of analytics, when you don't shoot the three, you're not supposed to win a lot. And Michigan State saying, yeah, here's what you can do with your analytics.
Yeah, but you use the word. Tough.
Yes.
I mean, if you talk about a team taking the identity of their head coach, I mean, that's what this Michigan State team has done. I've looked at them. I've watched enough of them. I said, how do they keep winning games? Okay, their early schedule in Big Ten play was a little light. We'll put it light. I mean, you still have
they
to win the games.
Of it.
But, you know, right? You still have to go win. But it was a little light.
Yep.
Well, it hasn't been light, and they're still finding a way to get this thing done. And it's just the toughness. And I thought that last game against Illinois, they out-toughed Illinois.
They did.
Right.
After getting hit in the mouth early in the game, right?
And at every level, though.
Yes.
I thought offensively they were tougher. They were getting what they wanted. Defensively, they were up in Illinois. You don't see that a lot at Illinois. And I think that's – and again, obviously Tom Izzo becomes the winningest coach in Big Ten with that win in Illinois. But there's a reason his teams have been so good, because they're just – they're tough-minded teams. I mean, no matter what, every team that he's coached, more or less, has had that mindset. And the ones that really bought in have been the great ones. And this team's – I mean, they're up by 10 with 12 minutes left. I'm shocked. Yeah, I just am.
Yeah, we'll see what the Boilermakers do for an answer here, because it's a very, very good Purdue team. But, you know, they've dropped a couple, you know, last week, obviously losing at Michigan, losing at home to Wisconsin. That's going to be an interesting game to continue to track. Another one tonight, Minnesota at UCLA. I've counted Minnesota out a couple of times, and I shouldn't, because right when I do it, they come off the canvas. I mean, I'm not saying they're a great team, but it's not an automatic team either on the schedule.
No, and here's the thing. Right now, as we're talking, they're in Indianapolis right now, which means they're not one of the bottom three in the league. Like, they're going to the Big Ten tournament.
Yep.
If you were to say to anybody, right, if they're being honest, nobody had them going to Indianapolis playing in the Big Ten tournament.
No.
Now, I know there's still enough games where they might, you know, Penn State might win a couple. Washington might win a couple. Rutgers might find a way. Or, no, excuse me, Northwestern might. But, like, where they're at right now, they're, I mean, they're in. And that's a heck of a job by Ben Johnson, just keeping his guys focused.
Yeah, they go in 5-9 in the league, and earlier in the year when they were in Ofer, people
were going to win
a game or two.
Honestly.
So they figure it out. And again, you know, 5-9 is nothing to write home about in the big picture, but if you take a deep dive into the Gophers, and this could be really rough. They've done a heck of a job to put themselves in a position where they can earn the right to go to the Big Ten tournament. So those are your games tonight. We've got the Badgers and the Illini here in Madison. That is your Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. We'll get Butchie's keys to tonight's game at the Kohl Center coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Pre-game coverage continues. Extra long one. Tip time 7:45 tonight, but nothing compared to what you and your boy Chris Wasters had, you know, in West Virginia.
That was terrible.
That was like the NCAA tournament a few years ago. Like, can they play this game tonight, please? It's okay. It's all right. We got additional time for Butchie's keys to tonight's tussle.
Well, there's a lot of keys, so I'm glad we've got some time here. No, first part of this, transition defense. We say it a lot. The reason, you know, especially against this Illinois team, they're 17th in the nation as far as their adjusted tempo. They're going to want to get the ball out. They're going to want to go. They score 81.7 points in Big Ten play, which is first. So you have to limit the easy baskets they get. Part of that goes to number two. You got to rebound the ball at an elite level. This is a game where the bigs need to crack somebody. You need to make sure you're physical the entire game. Why? Illinois, they average 12.2 offensive rebounds in Big Ten play. That's number one in the conference. So you need to make sure that you rebound the ball at the elite level. Wisconsin only averages 6.6 offensive rebounds at 17th in Big Ten play. So there's the difference, right? Limit the opportunities for the Illini. Last point is three-point line. You look at Wisconsin, they're shooting at 39% from three. The Illini are shooting at 28%. That's 18th in Big Ten play. Now, they also take the most three-pointers as far as three-pointer attempts. So that the reason it's so important is they're going to shoot a bunch of threes. Guard the three-point line and don't let them make some of those shots and make that percentage. Now, all of a sudden, they're shooting 35%. Now you've got your hands full.
It is interesting that what you just said there, and they miss 7 out of 10.
Correct.
From the three-point line. That doesn't prevent them from taking 10 times 3.
For
that's
sure.
What they do. 30 attempts,
so
it's the volume
yes.
of shots. And they have guys, like kind of Boswell is an example.
Yeah.
Last couple of years at Arizona, he was 38% from three. He's 23% this season. So you know he has it in him to hit those shots. Jakachonis will take 5 or 6 a game. Mid-30s by way of percentage, but they're you're right to your point. They're all capable of going off. If they miss 5 or 6 in a row, they're going to take 7 and 8.
Up,
they're still coming.
Right. Yeah. And then part of that is also the long rebounds that happen. That's why the yep. offense rebound numbers are where they're at. So you've got to find bodies. I talked about the bigs cracking, yes, but those guards have to collapse the paint just as much as the bigs. You have to rebound at 5 as this game.
All right, those are your keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health and Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Jack Robinson working his way back to health. Lower body injury occurred last week. The news for Illinois is more extensive. You're just checking us out. Morez Johnson, the outstanding freshman out of Riverdale, Illinois, has a broken wrist and is out for an indefinite period of time. He was injured during the game Saturday night in Champaign against Michigan State. The guy averages 7 points, 6.5 rebounds, and also he has 29 blocks. It was on a spectacular block that he took an awkward fall, and that's where the injury happened. Tomislav Ivasic is listed as questionable, the 7-1 sophomore. He is not in the starting lineup. He was going through warm-up, so we'll track that for you. He's a guy averaging better than 12.5 points and 8.5 rebounds a game. Mentioned he's 7-1, but he has no concerns about shooting the ball from deep. Takes 4 or 5 three-point attempts per game. That is your UW Health injury update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For the Illini, Brad Underwood in his 8th year at the school, 160 wins as the coach of Illinois, 12 years overall, 269-124. His record. Up front, you'll have Ben Humrichhaus, 6'9 grad student out of Tipton, Indiana, 8.5 points, 4 rebounds a game. Jake Davis, 6'6 sophomore from McCordsville, Indiana, about 3.5 points per game, but he is a catch and shoot. He is not shy as well about shooting the three. In the backcourt, Trey White, who put 23 points and 8 rebounds on Wisconsin in December, 6'7 junior out of Dallas, Texas, about 9.5 points, 5.5 rebounds a game, has had, in the last 4 games, he has had 3 DNPs and then played less than a minute in the other game against Minnesota, but he is back in the starting lineup here tonight. Kylan Boswell, the Arizona transfer, coming back home. He is from Champaign, 6'2 junior, averaging 11 points, 5 rebounds, and 3.2 assists per game. And Kasparas Jakačionis, 6'6 freshman from Lithuania, at 16 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 5 assists per game. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, same five as usual. Stephen Crowell at 9 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. Nolan Winter at 10 points, 5.5 rebounds a game. John Tanjay, 19 points, 5 boards, 2 assists per contest over the last 7 games. Tanjay scoring better than 24 points per game and is 29 of 60, nearly 50%. From the three-point line. Max Klesmit averaging 10.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, 3 assists per game. And John Blackwell rounding out the starting five at 15 points, 4.7 rebounds, 2.2 assists per game. There was a time Wisconsin won 15 straight against Illinois, and now the Badgers are trying to snap what is a 9-game run for the Illini. The last Badgers win against Illinois exactly 6 years ago today. Back on February 18, 2019, the Badgers were 64-58 winners against Illinois. The Badgers trying to snap that streak against the Illini and trying to extend their own winning streak overall to 5 straight games. Those are your starting lineups, and the opening tip for the Badgers in Illinois, presented by Odyssey Brands, is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's Truck Month with the Ford Crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And
they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report and total sales.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Now to Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted in off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
And we will throw it down to the floor for the playing of our national anthem as the Badgers get set to take on the Illinois Fighting Illini. A big crowd here in Madison on a frigid February night, but a big-time game here in the Big Ten Conference. And now coming up, our national anthem. Center in Madison, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in the network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. As mentioned, big time game again in the Big Ten Conference. When you're in the chase, they're all big, right? And the Badgers are on a path here in the Big Ten Conference. We'll see how far they can go here as they have won four in a row, 12 of 14. Taking on the Illinois Fighting Illini. Butchie, you said it all along. Illinois made the most talented team in the Big Ten. They've just had trouble staying whole, and they're missing one piece for sure tonight in Morez Johnson. Tomislav Ivicic listed as questionable, but they're still really, really good.
Well, they are, and you look at the starting lineup right now. The challenge is we know they like to shoot the ball from three, but they're much smaller than what you've gone in preparing for. So if you're Wisconsin, obviously try to get the ball inside. We talked about how offensive rebounding was going to be a big part of what the Illini do. Well, they're much smaller. Sometimes when you go against smaller guys, what happens is you don't go get a body as much. You think you're bigger, you can out-rebound them. No. Still go get bodies because these guards for the Illini, they're going to come in and they're going to crash. So even though we've talked about it, we know the bigs are hurt. A couple of them are for sure. How do you handle it? And matchup-wise, offensively, they're going to put the bigs in some really tough rotations. Mm-hmm. How does Wisconsin's bigs handle that?
Yeah, well, you and I have had the conversation. I've talked with, Nolan Winter about that as well. It's like you kind of you'd rather go up against somebody who's 6'11 or 7. Then to Butchie's point, the Illinois starting lineup now, just by height, 6'9, 6'7, 6'6. Kylan Boswell is at 6'2, Jake Davis 6'6. So this is going to be really interesting here, as you mentioned. And Brad Underwood, though it's like Greg Gard, you know, Brad Underwood certainly with the changing rosters that he has had, he makes it work, right? He fits the pieces together as well as most in college basketball. If you got to adjust your style of play, he will do that, and he's done it very well.
Well, and he has, and it's going to be really interesting because sometimes, too, on the offensive side, we talk about defensively what the bigs are going to do. But when you've got a mismatch offensively, sometimes you try to force the ball in the post too much. Now I love to get the ball in the post. Don't get me wrong. Get the big fellas all the touches if I could. But sometimes when this happens, you force the ball down there and the ball sticks. So the first 4 minutes of this game, I'm really interested to see how the matchups look early on here.
One of the things the Badgers have done their last couple of home games is jump all over the opposition. That may be a little tougher task here tonight, even with this different lineup that Illinois has. The Illini come in 9-7 in the Big Ten, 17-9 overall. The Badgers, with that win on Saturday, are at 20 wins once again. That's 21 out of the last 24 seasons they have hit that total. They're 10-4 in Big Ten play. Tim Cummer, Kelly Pfeiffer, Ronald Grover, your officials here for tonight's matchup. And a big crowd. Almost all the chairs are occupied here at the Kohl Center this evening. As the Badgers begin this three-game homestand, they'll host Oregon on Saturday, and then next week they take on the Washington Huskies. As the Badgers have been very good at protecting the home court, the one blip was right away in Big Ten play in December, a three-point loss to Michigan. Illinois coming off the tough setback at home on Saturday to Michigan State, going scoreless down the stretch, a team that jumped on the Spartans on Saturday night but just could not sustain it.
And I think you've got to match the energy of Illinois, especially here. We saw it against Purdue. What happens? Kamari McGee goes out. What happens? The group rallies together. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to see that from this Illini team of a rallying together, not, you know, falling apart. So that also is very important in this game.
All right, Badgers come out of the home whites and the cardinal trim. Illinois in the traveling orange and a little blue and white trim. As we are set to go, the Badgers getting more and more attention across the country with what they're doing this season. Preseason pick to finish 12th in this 18-team league. And here they are in the thick of it and getting attention coast to coast now after the 10-point win on Saturday at Mackey Arena against the Purdue Boilermakers. Now that everybody's touched the basketball here, we can go ahead and start the game. Toss and tap to the Badgers. Wisconsin going to our left.
I love you, Max Klesman.
We are underway as Nolan Winter throws to Klesman. Out front, Jakachonis tightly defending, and he just lost it out of his hands, and it's volleyballed around, and it's gathered by Jakachonis in Wisconsin, which did not turn it over in the second half on Saturday. Turns it over right away here tonight. Illinois moving to our right. Humrick House high on the right. Feeds Jake Davis. Flips to three. Left side and drills it.
And who was guarding him? Nolan Winter. And Nolan Winter is a big, wants to get sucked in. And that's what happens. And that's why he's wide open for three.
3-0 Illinois here in the opening minute. Nolan Winter gives off to John Tanjay. Flips to Crow right of the circle. Sends to Max Klesman around a Crow screen. Feeds Winter for three. Left of the circle. In and out. No good. Tanjay, the offensive rebound. And he gets fouled inside. Well, Butchie, you mentioned it. The Badgers have to be elite on the glass because Illinois is almost without fail elite on the glass
absolutely,
this season.
Yeah. No question. You know, I haven't said this publicly yet, but since John Tanjay's at the free throw line, the fact that he's not now in the conversation more than he probably is for Big Ten Player of the Year, that conversation needs to be much louder for what he's done.
Yeah, without a doubt. He has just been terrific. So foul, by the way, was on Kylan Boswell. As Tanjay hit the first free throw, and he misses the second. Trey White the rebound for the Illini. 3-1 Illinois. We're not quite a minute into the game. Humrick House hands off to Jakachonis outside left. Gives off to Kylan Boswell against Tanjay. Humrick House the screen. A feed to Jake Davis, chased by Max Klesman.
Now giving off to Jakachonis, feeds Davis, throws to Hummerichouse, left side, inside Davis, finds a cutting Trey White, left lane line jumper from 13, off the back rim, no good, rebound Stephen Crow. Here comes Tanjay up the right sideline to the front court for Wisconsin. A minute 20 gone by, 3-1 Illinois. Crow throwing a winter outside right, sends to Blackwell. He's with Boswell defensively. Now it's Tanjay on the left side, steps back. Scoops at the winter, throws to Klesman high on the right, slips it back to Nolan, low on the right, takes it left on the reverse, flips it up and in, we're tied at three.
And they're going to have that side pick and roll action available.
Trey White off the left wing, feeds Kylan Boswell, top of the circle, a jab step, puts it on the deck, feeds White again on the left side. White dribbles off the left wing, in the lane, backing on Tanjay, shakes, right block, fades, flips, back rim no good, rebound Crow, long outlet Klesman, with Jakachonis back there defensively. As Klesman darts a pass to Crow, rotates to Blackwell high in the right, ball screen Crow. A feed for Winter left of the circle. He'll give off to Klesman. Max turn of the corner to the line, bounce pass Winter. A collision. He got rocked by Hummerichouse. And now they will call the foul, I believe. Yes, wow. They will. A delayed call.
Extremely delayed call.
That was strange is what that was.
Yeah, well, you used the right word, delayed call. I mean, that's what it was.
Inbounding will be John Blackwell for Wisconsin. 2:10 gone by. We're tied at three. With the ball is Blackwell on the left side for Wisconsin. Feeds Crow, rotates to a cutting Winter down the lane. Slam dunk. Well, I guess Nolan's all right. 5-3 Wisconsin about 2.5 minutes in. Here comes Illinois. Jakachonis running it up left lane line, missed, but a foul.
That's the.
We'll get Max.
The Wisconsin foul was on Max Weissman, his first.
I like this job, but I'm going to say right there that might have been just a tad bit of a makeup call from one end to the other end.
For Illinois,
yeah, it was.
Just because there wasn't a lot of contact there. I don't think that was a foul on Max. I really think it was more of a. Correction.
Well put. Jakachonis hits the first free throw. He's an 84% free throw shooter. Carter Gilmore coming in for Nolan Winter. And Brent Neuhart is taking a look at Nolan right now. And Nolan claiming he's okay, I think. The second free throw is good for Jakachonis. We're tied at five. The Badgers athletic trainer still talking with Nolan Winter. Over the bench area for Wisconsin. Tied at five, 2:40 gone by. Stephen Crow, right of the lane, single coverage. Hummerichouse. Crow turns up in for the right block.
It'd be interesting to see if Illinois tries to double at any point in this game, because as far as advantage in the post, it's going to go to Wisconsin.
Kylan Boswell up top. He'll snap off a three and hit it.
Wisconsin.
Boswell.
Yeah, John Tanjay goes under that, and obviously, Scott Report, you can, but. Don't let him get too comfortable.
Here's Gilly for three, left side, right back at you. Carter Gilmore with a triple. And it's 10-8 Wisconsin. 3:10 gone by. Here's Jakachonis on the right-hand dribble down the lane. Lost it, trying to save it. Threw it to Tanjay. Turnover, Illinois. Tanjay on the run, little three-on-three. Tanjay in the middle, fans it out. Gilmore fakes the three. Bounce pass, Crow, top of the circle. Feeds Max, bounce feed Tanjay. Dribbles off the right wing in the lane. Flipped it up. No, but a foul. Tanjay goes crashing to the floor. Big smile on his face, though, as he'll go to the free throw line. Jake Davis called for the foul. And John.
And Brad Underwood is hot right now, and I do understand why. He wants that same call down on the other end for his guard driving. That being said, John does a really good job. Tanjay does a really good job of driving, absorbing that contact, and then not collapsing.
John Tanjay, who lives at the free throw line. The first one spins out. Better than 91% at the foul line. 6.5 attempts per game, but he is 1 of 3 at the stripe to start this one. 10-8 Wisconsin, 3.5 minutes into the game. Second free throw for Tanjay is straight through.
And I would not be surprised if Illinois gets a call going to the bucket the way that Brad Underwood has just worked these officials. And he worked all three of them.
Yeah, you get the feeling either that's going to happen or he's going to get teed up.
11-8 Wisconsin. Here's Boswell left of the lane against Gilmore. Backing, knocked away by Tanjay. Comes out to Jake Davis, left corner. Dribbles baseline. Gilmore cut him off. They loop it back out front. Boswell off the left wing. Bounce feed, Jakaciones. Left of the lane. He's doubled. Boswell's open. He'll take it down the paint. Knocked away, out of bounds. It'll belong to Illinois as they are letting him go more often than not here in the early minutes. And here comes Kamari McGee, and you hear the roar of the crowd. He's in for Blackwell. Five on the shot clock here for the Illini. Jakaciones inbounding to Humrickhouse with four to shoot. Long two, Humrickhouse short. Rebound, Tanjay. Had it knocked away. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. And we'll have our first media timeout. I want to thank our game sponsor, the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Did you know 99% of Wisconsin dairy farms are family-owned, and our state produces more than 600 types of cheese? Plus, Wisconsin ranks number one in cheese production. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, makers of proudly Wisconsin cheese. 4 minutes in, Wisconsin 11, Illinois 8. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the biggest savings event of the year. Menards 11% rebate sale is here. Save big money on everything you need for any project. We've got something for everyone. Homeowners, contractors, DIYers, the kids, and even grandma. Get an 11% rebate on everything at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And by Cleary Building Corp, built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore ClearyBuilding.com today. 11-8 Wisconsin with 16 minutes left in the first half. Will Riley on the floor for the Illini as Kamari McGee brings it up left sideline front court, throws to Nolan Winter back in there for Wisconsin, feeds Klesman, throws it back to Nolan, top of the circle. And Ivasic out there for Illinois. Tomislav Ivasic was listed as questionable coming off the bench tonight. Winter working on it, backing, left lane, line in the lane, shakes, left shoulder turn, up right hand, back rim no good. Rebound, Winter trying to save, throws to McGee. Kamari down the lane, goes up no good. Rebound batted around, gathered by Illinois, and here comes Trey White for the Illini. Moving to our right in the first half. Throwing to Riley. Rotates Humrickhouse outside left. He'll hand off to Jakaciones. Being checked by Kamari McGee. Now Tanjay on the switch. As Jakaciones spin move left block. Throws it up and in. He has four. 11-10 Wisconsin. Not quite 5 minutes into the game. Carter Gilmore bounces to Klesman. Max slips it back to Gilly at the left block against Humrickhouse. Single coverage. Backing is Gilmore. Turns. Reverse. Layup is good. Oh, nifty move inside from Gilmore. 13-10 Wisconsin.
Well, it's coming off the side pick and roll. Just based on the way the Illini is guarded, it's going to be there.
Jakaciones against Gilmore now. A feed to Humrickhouse. Matched up with McGee as they had to switch. Ball's knocked loose. Batted around. Gathered half court by Kamari McGee. Numbers aren't there. He'll slow it down as the Badgers get it off the turnover.
Lesman high on the left. Max off the wing. Feeds Gilly. Open three. Left wing. Off the rim. No good. Will Riley the rebound.
I would have liked Gilly to go to the block on that one. I know he can get that shot anytime he wants, but roll there because you've had success with it.
Riley, the outstanding freshman. He has been on a roll lately as the basketball flips it to Jakachonis. Feeding left corner. White for three. Spins out. No good. Kabari McGee the rebound for Wisconsin. 14-15 left in the half. 13-10 Wisconsin. McGee feeds Gilmore, and he walked with the ball, trying to get a pass away to Tanjay. And they did not make the eye contact, an extra step there from Gilly. And he'll come out, as will Tanjay. Five of the floor now, Xavier Amos, along with Blackwell, McGee, Klesman, and Crow.
That's where Carter's just got to slow down a little bit, right? Like, he's brought great energy so far in this game, but sometimes you get sped up, and that's exactly what happened there.
Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn in there for Illinois, 6'1 sophomore out of Lafayette, Indiana. 14:08 left in the half, 13-10 Wisconsin leads Illinois. Riley against Klesman, high on the right, throws the left side, Davis for three, and that sticks on the left side of the rim, no good. Rebound gathered by Stephen Crowell for Wisconsin. Ahead to Blackwell, up the middle of the front court is the sophomore. He'll feed Crowell, top of the wheel. Crowell, one dribble, kills it, throws to Amos. Xavier, high on the right, hands off to McGee. Kamari, right of the key, retreats, throws to Crowell. 13 to shoot, plenty of time. Here's Blackwell to the free throw line, out to Amos, and he walked with the ball.
Yep, it just, again, you can play quick, but you have to make sure you're going, know where you're going with the ball. And right there, Xavier just didn't know where he wanted to go with it. That's why he shuffled the feet.
What's that old line? Be quick, but don't hurry.
Absolutely. I mean, and that was a great example right there.
Here's Jakachonis up the floor for Illinois. 13:30 left in the half. 13-10 Wisconsin. Rodgers guilty of their third turnover. Here's Riley. Hooks a pass to Davis. Good look at a three. Left wing. Good. That's his second three-point hit, and that's what Jake Davis does.
That's what he does, but they went guard-to-guard screen, and Wisconsin did not communicate on that screen.
Tied at 13. Blackwell drives the lane. Flips it up at him with the left hand. Badgers lead 15-13. 13-10 left in the first half, and here comes Riley. He's averaging 18 a game over his last six outings. Feeds Ivasic, left side, right side three, rather no good. Rebound Blackwell, and he'll push it up the floor for Wisconsin. Blackwell on the left wing for the Badgers, leading 15-13, and got it knocked away, got it back. Blackwell feeds McGee down the lane, reverse layup at the bottom of the rim, no good. Rebound Blackwell, pushed it up, that's rejected. It's loose out to Klesman, fakes the three.